Anybody who's a public representative will know the impact this is having, having to engage with the HSE, having to listen to the challenges faced by families. And this is crazy stuff. Remember that providing funding to persons to be cared for in their own home saves the state a huge amount of money. Huge amount of money. To actually have this delivered by HSE personnel rather than handed out to the private sector again saves a huge amount of money. Yet, unbelievably, this government continues in the path it's been on. Now, they announced 1 million extra hours for next year in the budget. That's a great piece of spin. Sounded like it would solve the problem. But we now have a parliamentary question response in Sinn Féin from our health spokesperson, Louise O'Reilly, from the Minister, confirming that it would take 2.5 million hours next year to deal with the backlog. So you've provided only half enough to deal with the backlog. What does that mean in real terms? That means, in a place like Donegal, hundreds and hundreds of elderly people who need this care in their homes and their families to have some respite and support are not going to get it. Absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And there needs to be some type of clarification from the Minister of Health to this House as to why this has not been addressed. I have spoken in confidence to people who work in the HSE, who work in this service at all levels. And they have told me the reason why they are falling behind so badly now, and the reason why they are at the front line, and they have to answer the families, and they have to deal with the tough conversations, is because of your recruitment embargo. Your recruitment embargo. This is madness. This will cost the state more money in the long run. So I'm asking, Leader, that you would again make representations to the Minister for Health outlining the stupidity of this policy, the impact it's having in places like Donegal and all across this state, and to have it reversed urgently, to end the recruitment embargo as it impacts on home help workers and assistants. It needs to be done as soon as possible.